was reading some detective stories, and so she wanted to know what stories Baba read.
What he liked and this and that. I said, you have to ask money for it. I don't know anything about that. So your name had come in.
Well, there are many stories, books I've read to Baba over the years. Many, many authors. And like Baroness Oxley and Scarlet Pimpernel kind of thing, and detective stories. And Edgar Wallace was his first love. I mean, as a college boy. Before that was Sexton Blake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before that was Sexton Blake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Edgar Wallace remained his favorite. But his most favorite was, what came later, was Rex Tao's character,
Wolf.
The fat detective,
Nero
Wolfe. Oh, Baba would just say, what are you reading today? And I would say, and Baba would say, Nero?
Husky stout.
But, yeah, so stout. Oh, sorry. And you see, I would use different voices. As I am never tired of repeating, when you are Baba's, everything that you have, no matter how silly, how insignificant a thing you have, he uses. He uses. It is for him. So I had a lot of that kind of talent, nonsensical talent, acting, singing, imitating. So I could imitate the voices of the characters. And a day came, and I remember very, very happily, Baba turned to Mary and said, you know, I like it when money reads. Because then it's like watching a play. I would use, you know, different... But that doesn't mean that I haven't read anything else. There was Woodhouse, Agatha Christie, Poirot, Baba's favorite, Baba's sign, reading a Poirot, those mustaches, that wax like that. I've also read the Bhagavad Gita by Sir Edwin Arnold. Beautiful passages. I've read excerpts. I've come to remember only recently these things, because these books have been unearthed, and I find my notes in it, and I remember. I said, oh, yes, I've read this book. Oh, yes, you know. St. Teresa's, excerpts of St. Teresa's writing. Yes. But, you see, when the captain comes to shore, he doesn't want to talk about ships. So Baba would relax, and he would like it about the detective stories. And the marvelous part is sometimes... he would play along again, and he would tell me, oh, the Tolkien, remind me of that. So he would tell me, does it end good? Is the end of the story nice? And I'd say, well, Baba, I can't say, because you told me not to look. But, you see, we would stop. The reading could be 10 minutes, the reading could be 2 hours. When we would all sit around before Baba, Mera, and all of us, and then I would read, and sometimes Baba would say, stop, enough, and...